Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 4th. Is it the 4th, Pete? The 5th already?
Oh, come on.
I'm Justin Kaufman. It's been a long week with election night and the opening game for the Sox today. I did the Steve Cochran show this morning here on WGN and got a chance to broadcast from the booth. Booth 6, right there overlooking the field at Guaranteed Rate. It was awesome to be up there and be able to make a bunch of 80s baseball jokes. It was a dream come true. All right, so we're wrapping up the day here. And, you know, I want to say that on Lower Wacker Live, we want to be in a position to give you ideas of what to do for the weekend. And there's a lot of great things going on this weekend. But one thing that we wanted to talk about was Bacon Fest. It's time for Bacon Fest. I don't actually eat too much bacon, although I think I had bacon today accidentally. Like, I went to the corner bakery, and I think there was bacon on that. Anyway, I knew something tasted weird, but I was like, well, I'm not going to look back. Anyway, but Bacon Fest, we were going to do, I went out and interviewed Seth Zurer and the Bacon Fest Poet Laureate. And I'm not kidding. This is a real thing. They have a Bacon Fest Poetry Slam each year. It's a competition at the festival, and I guess you win. Bacon? I'm not sure. When I was pitched this, I was like, you know, this would be a great segment. So we went out to Bughouse Square, which is the park right across from Newberry Library over there in the Gold Coast. And I wanted to get the poet laureate of, I think it was from 2 years ago, of Bacon Fest to perform us the winning poem. So here's Seth Zurer and also Steve, who will give us the poem about bacon, and have a great time at Bacon Fest this weekend. And I'll see you guys next week. I'm actually out of town. I'm going to Colorado for a funeral. A friend died, and I will be out on Monday, and I will be back with Lower Wacker Live on Tuesday. So have a great weekend.
I'm Seth Zurer, the co-founder of Bacon Fest Chicago. It's coming up on April 5th and 6th at the UIC Forum. Tickets at baconfestchicago.com. This will be our 11th time throwing Bacon Fest.
We're here in Bughouse Square, right outside Newberry Library, and because really this is a segment about poetry. So how does bacon and poetry come together?
Bacon Fest has always had a literary bent. When we started, we actually thought there would be a poetry slam as part of the event, in addition to a bacon theater festival and bacon band singing bacon songs. And while some of the other pieces of our original vision have fallen by the wayside, the bacon poetry contest remains. I think this is probably the 10th year we've had bacon poems.
Where does it come from? I mean, it's not the two things that I would think about that go hand in hand, the poem and bacon.
I mean, are you saying that literature doesn't have relevance in the lives of Americans today? Now more than ever, Justin, we need poems about bacon. We're all, me and my business partners are nerds, and so, like, we like poems. So we thought, makes perfect sense. We should have poems about bacon.
Now, are people who are coming to Bacon Fest, are they open to the idea of sharing their words and sharing their love for bacon through this medium?
My experience is that people who attend Bacon Fest are open to sharing their love about bacon in any and every possible way. We have people that dress up in bacon costumes. We have people that write bacon poems. We have a guy who did an adaptation of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, which was called Porkaluya, that he performed on stage accompanying himself on acoustic guitar. I mean, bacon is a foundation for creativity in all forms.
So for, obviously it's a competition, there are champions. We're going to hear from Steve in just a second. But for you, what makes a great bacon poem?
To me, a great bacon poem, like a great bacon dish, has memory encoded in its words, has specificity, like Steve's poem and like other poems. These are poems about family and about the experience of being a human being and about seeking pleasure through cured pork. And like, to me, that's a human experience that everybody can identify with.
My name is Steve Nordine. The poem is called Winter versus Bacon. Winter in Chicago, you know what that means. It is so cold that the air seems to stick to your skin, frosting your bones, icing your blood. Helplessly, we plunge through the windy days, the biting nights, and take comfort in what we can. But there is food. Hot food. But there was one in particular that offers refuge like no other. Bacon. Bacon on a cold night. Bacon on a chilled morning. Bacon on bread in the middle of the day. I bite down and my mouth fills with the warm, smoky flavor, like boots crunching down through crisp fall leaves. Suddenly, the hollowed out surrounding winter is alive. It is a simple solution. A pan, a package of thick, hardwood smoked bacon, and a plate. That is all. Add whatever you want, but it is the bacon that makes the meal. It is the bacon that soothes your insides and fills you with a satisfying warmth. The grease will splatter as the long, fatty pieces sizzle up into browned, crinkled bits. Your hands might be slapped by the sputtering oil, but you know by now that it is worth it. Outside, there is nothing but snow and wind and cold. But here, in your kitchen, things are just as they should be.